It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. It's here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. Thank you for joining me this week on the Amber May Show. I am very happy that you're here. I have a couple requests of you. Please visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. Send me an email. Let me know that you are out there and encourage me, because I'm trying to be an encouraging word to everybody out there. And let me know that you're there. You can also fill out the survey while you're there, and you can enjoy past shows by visiting the podcast page. If you believe in what I'm doing and you want to support me, you can get a tax deduction by going to my donation page, and there you can find out information on how you can help support this program and help it go to other stations. That's what I would love to see this go, grow and grow and grow, so more people can be blessed. So if you feel blessed by it, maybe consider being a blessing to others. You can always write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. You know, today I kind of want to talk about helping. This has just been a word that's kind of been coming up in my life over and over and over and over and over again. And there's two ways you can deal with it. You can A, not help anybody and just go about your own life, or you can be a blessing to people. And when you are a blessing to people, I will tell you, it's sacrificial. You're always sacrificing something, whether it's your time, whether it's your talent, whether it's your treasure, you're always sacrificing something. And agapo is an active, sacrificial love concerned only with the best interests of its recipients. And that's what Jesus taught us to do in John chapter 13. He used the word agapo, which expressed deep and constant love, the interest of a perfect being towards entirely unworthy objects. And I feel that to be true in my life. And I've talked before about, you know, being used by somebody, and it's so hurtful when you love that person and they mistreat you. And it's like, how do you want to continue to help them? Well, you really don't. Inside of every sinful human being, there's nothing that makes me want to help someone if they are using us. But God is teaching us that we have to be different than that. And I'm sure there's people in your life that you've felt used by, because it hurts so bad when this person just mistreated me after everything I've done. So it was hard when the Bible tells us to pray for those who mistreat you. And you can find that at Luke 6:28. That's hard. Love does good to those who hate you. That's found in Luke 6:27. That's hard to do. It's not easy. And you know what? In and of ourselves, we can't do that. We can't help and love someone when they mistreat us, right? But over and over again, I'm just coming across a lot of people in my life that just need help right now. And the verse that's really speaking to me quite a bit right now is Luke 6:27 through 35. Love extends without expecting anything in return. And that's basically what agapo is. And sometimes it's easy to do, and sometimes it's not easy to do, you know? But that's what we're supposed to do. And let me read you what that says right out of Luke. It says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. As someone slaps you on one cheek, turn and give them another. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others what you would have them do unto you." The golden rule. "But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those, from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting anything back. Then your reward will be great, and your children, and you will be the children of the Most High, because He is kind to grateful and unwicked people. That's what I love, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. And the Bible tells us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And He loved us first before we loved Him. But every time that you lend something to someone, or you're helping someone, you're showing them Jesus Christ. And yeah, it can be really stressful if you're barely making ends meet, and you know, you're maybe giving money to somebody, or maybe an extra dinner, and you're cooking dinner and you're giving it to someone, or you let someone in your home. Yeah, that's sacrificial and that's hard. But you know what? That you're telling that person, I value you. God values you, which is even more important. And I'm demonstrating God's love to you because God loved me. And this is what God would expect me to do. He would expect me to love you when you need help. Remember that Bible verse that talks about when you clothed me, when you gave me shelter, you loved me, all these things. And the disciples said, well, God, when did we do that? He said, when you did it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. When you've clothed the naked, when you've given somebody who was hungry some food, when you sheltered someone, when you've done that to somebody, you've done it to God. And God sees that, and He knows that. And you want to know what's really great about this time? Let's say things are sacrificially hard for you. I will tell you something. God will meet your need, because God's asking you to love people. Of course, this verse is saying love your enemy, but you could even love someone you care about. And it be a sacrificial love, like having someone that you care about inside your home. Maybe they're not paying you rent. Maybe they're not paying for groceries. Maybe they're not paying a dime. And you're providing shelter and food for them and a place, a comfortable, safe place for them to sleep. You know, that's not easy. And maybe you can't stretch another penny. But God's got to come through for you, because I can tell you from my own experience, I have let so many people in my home. And God has never let me down. And the devil just like attacks. And right now I'm just going under a lot of attack. Everywhere I turn around, something huge and expensive I have to pay for. And I don't have that money. But God is good in His timing. Wow. In His timing, He has provided on the dot the exact amount of money that I have needed, or almost to the exact amount of money I have needed to pay for all the expensive things going on in my life. God has been showing His hand of provision in such a powerful way to me. And the thing is, and then we learned this on Sunday at church. Look at the Lord's Prayer. Give us today our daily bread. You're asking God today to provide for the needs that you have. You still go about your day and you do the best that you can with providing for yourself. But what you're telling God is, God, I'm looking to you for my provision because I need help. I can't do this all on my own. I'm doing the best I can with the abilities I have and the talents you gave me, but I need your help. Give us today our daily bread. That's what Jesus is teaching us to say. God, help us today with my provision. And you know what? God so far has never let me down with my provision. I'll tell you some stories. I had a baby not too long ago. I was hospitalized for a month during my pregnancy. I was on bed rest for a couple months after my pregnancy. I had so much love and support by people because they were doing sacrificial loves. They were coming to clean my house for me. They were preparing meals for me. They were setting up the room so my daughter could have a place to sleep. I couldn't do these things. I was in the hospital. But people were coming down and visiting me, sacrificing their time, sacrificing their talents by making dinners for us that lasted 2 months, sacrificing their time also by cleaning my house, sacrificing their treasure by getting the food, buying the ingredients for the food. That's not easy for them, because some of them live like very paycheck to paycheck. I felt so much love. Because I've always been the type to give, and help. And finally, I got to a place where I needed that. I can't even tell you the blessings I felt from all those people pitching in. Don't you want to be that blessing? There's a man I work for, and he's going through a really hard time. I don't know what hard time he's going through, but he's just telling me he's going through a lot. And I asked him, how can I help you? You have always been a blessing to me. You've always been a blessing. Think about that. Your boss always gives you a paycheck. You might not like your job, but he is blessing you by your paycheck. If you see him struggling, ask him, how can I be a blessing to you? Because you've always been a blessing to me. Maybe not always their personalities, but they've always provided a job for you. They could fire you. You could be without a paycheck, but they keep you on and you keep working and you keep bringing home money to provide for your family. So I asked this man, how can I be a blessing to you? What can I do for you? Because I don't know the situation. I'm hoping he'll return back to me because sometimes it's hard. It's this thing called pride. I was teaching my young cousin, sometimes people are not going to ask for help. Because she is young and, you know, just growing up, and I'm just instructing her. Sometimes when you help people, they would like help in return. So, like, let's say you let them in your home. Don't wait for them to ask you to keep doing stuff. Look at the house and see what you can do for them. And so sometimes I was trying to tell her, sometimes people are not going to ask. Their pride, maybe. Maybe they don't want to inconvenience you. Maybe they grew up, you know, with the idea that you shouldn't ask for help, that you can do it all on your own by your own bootstraps. But let me tell you, everybody needs help sometime. Everybody does. So sometimes it's us just observing the situation, and maybe it's as simple as providing food if you really don't know what's going on. Just that gesture alone might be all that you need to do, just to provide a meal. So if you love somebody and you want to show God's love, then you have to get in and out of yourself. And you want to know something? The people that serve the most and love like that, in that type of way, when they need help, they're more likely to get the help. The people who never, ever, 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 ever help anybody, may have a rougher time finding people to help them. Because people want to be loved back. And that's just the simple truth of being a human being. Is it right or wrong? I can't say. You know what the scripture told us, that we have to be nice even if people aren't being nice to us. So I would say, even if selfish people don't want to help and they ask for help, we should probably still help them. But if you are that selfish person, just know people are less likely to want to help you because you never demonstrate that you love them back. So keep that in mind. So that's what I've been going through, struggling with helping people in a sacrificial way, because I really am having a hard time being on a one income now that I am a mother, and it's difficult, but God's been good to me, and he's been giving us our daily bread, and he's brought people alongside of us to help us and bless us in little ways and in big ways. And so, what I'm learning is love lends without expecting anything in return. And I'm helping someone out right now. And it's hard. It's a sacrificial agape love. And I'm doing it because I care about the best interests of the recipient. Think about that. I am concerned for the best interest of its recipient. Be a blessing to someone today. Go out and look to see how you can bless someone. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you.